This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Moving on now to our discussion pertaining to the aspects of Salah where we generally make mistakes and error. Yesterday we were talking about how to properly do the ruku'ah. So a quick recap of what we discussed yesterday. Firstly, we said when you go into ruku', your neck and your back must be level. Your neck and your back must be level. Secondly, you must not lower your chin so much that it starts touching the chest when you're in ruku. Nor must you pick up your chin so much that your neck now goes above the level of your waist. Your neck must be level with your back and your chin must also be in line with your waist. And also yesterday we mentioned that in ruku and in even in the standing posture in salah, your feet must be straight. Not at 5-1, neither at 10-2, but straight. They must be facing the qibla. Now continuing from there, the scholars write that you place your hands on your knees in ruku, but you must not close your hands. You must not do this. Don't place your hands on your knees in a closed way. Keep it in a natural way, with a gap between the fingers. That's how you place your hands on your knees in ruku. Then in ruku, the wrists and the arms should remain stretched straight. They should not be bent, nor should they be curved, nor should they sag. So when you're in the ruku posture, your arms and your wrists must be stretched straight, not bent, not curved, and not sagging. And then you must remain in the posture of ruku to the extent that you can comfortably say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim 3 times. The extent that you can say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim comfortably 3 times. And lastly, when you are in ruku, you must look at your feet. When you're standing, you look at the spot where you're going to make sajda, where your head is going to touch. But when you're in ruku, you must look at your feet. And in ruku, the weight of the body must be equally balanced on both feet. Not that one foot is somewhat up and the other foot is taking the pressure. So for today, the hands and the wrists totally stretch straight. Not sagging, not curving, and not bending. The 3 subhanallah duration, subhana rabbiyal azim rather, whilst you are in ruku. And also keep your fingers open when you put them on your knees. They mustn't be closed. And look at your feet whilst you are in ruku. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah.